Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkinall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I say that every night because God is so awesome. He is so worthy to be praised. And throughout it all, he still keeps us. So you know I don't start the show without prayer. So let's just go on ahead and do it. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you for who you have been in my life. I thank you for saving me even when I didn't deserve to be saved. I thank you for keeping me even when I was in the midst of my foolishness. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I thank you for using me as your vessel. And during those times of testing, I've created a testimony through your grace that I am now able to share and help others. I told you if you brought me through this, Lord, I would shout it through the rooftop, and I will help others. It's about paying it forward. And, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to pay it forward so I may go back and help others. Use a forest fire does not start without one spark, and I want to be that one spark. Use me and continue to use me as your vessel, Lord. Keep me and cover me, not just me, but my family, my friends, and anything that's anointed and touched with me. I thank you for my guest tonight. I thank you for me meeting or crossing the path of this powerful, powerful woman of God. I thank you that as we bring forth the message tonight, Lord, that you will be in the midst. And Lord, I submit myself to you and humble myself and let you know that without you, I cannot do anything. Without you, I cannot do anything. I can't do it on my own. You said I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I'm pulling on your strength right now, Lord. I'm pulling on your peace right now, Lord. I'm pulling on your joy right now, Lord, that as we move forward, Lord, in this time of testimony, trials, and trails and tribulation, that we thank you for the blessing that's coming out of this and already started. And it's in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So I thank you for tuning in tonight. My Facebook Live, just hold on a second because I'm not sure why. Just tell me I need to restart my thing. It's been saying that all weekend. But we're here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those who are not familiar with my Blog Talk channel, you can always reach us. If you go to my page, you can always click on the link. You can click and listen in. And those who are not familiar with it, who are listening near and far, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Favored Woman. I am so excited to be here, but I'm even more excited about the powerful woman of God that God has graced me to be in the midst of her company. Her name is Coach Kiva Bernice Murdaugh. And for some reason, I don't know why I want to butcher your name. So please forgive me because that's definitely charged my head and not my heart. I don't know why. But anyway, we're here now. I believe that we are here. And as I am getting in the midst of doing whatever this Facebook thing is trying to do, we're going to bring her on board. But tonight's topic is with everything that's going on in life. We had COVID that hit us 2019, and it hit us hard and strong. I myself, you know, we have lost resources, finances. We have lost quite a few things throughout this process. I lost a brother. Now, the thing about it was he didn't die of COVID. That's the thing about it. He died of a heart attack. But it was during that time period when COVID had just came out and, you know, we were in havoc. Things were in a havoc, and for once, the world just shut down. It just shut down. And that's where we are now. And now it's becoming a norm for what we're going through right now. And I'm just like, let me turn my camera around, finish the, Okay. It is now, we have a new normalcy now. And I'm not saying that I'll just be honest with my feelings. I don't like it. I just truly don't like it. But what can we do? It is what it is. And now things are different for us now. And our livelihoods are different now. But throughout it all, we have faith. If you're grounded, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, now we're cooking with grief. Then you know what we're talking about. And the truth of the matter is, without faith, we would not be here. Whatever that higher power for you, mine is always going to be God. We will not be here. And that's just really the bottom line of that. So I'm grateful. And those who are just tuning in, my name is Poutina Kirkendall with Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. And we're talking about your faith walk as we go through this 2022, actually. It can't hard to believe that we're now in 2022. And we're now, I think, 3 years into COVID. And now things are just a new normalcy. I never thought the day would come when we would be walking around with masks on our faces. We'll be walking around with hand sanitizer. Now, personally, myself, we should have been doing this before. It shouldn't have took something like this for us to have some awakening, but it has. And this stuff is serious because we're losing people behind it, not just finances, not just resources, but we are losing our faith. Some of us are losing our faith. Now, when we used to go to a church, we're now doing it virtually. And everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is the word stays the same, regardless of whatever our circumstances is. So tonight, without further ado, introduce to others, Ms. Kiva Lernice Murdoch. How are you this evening?
I am well, and I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you so much for having me back on your wonderful
stage.
Thank
you for coming back. I thank Jackie Kabai Harris, because that's how we first met. Because we were both speaking on the same platform. Wasn't that something? And it was just phenomenal just to hear, to be blessed among you queens and only establish relationships afterwards. That's what I really loved about it. And we just, and it just kept on. It's like kindred spirits. When you have kindred spirits, you know, you can't stop that, and you definitely can't block it. So I thank you for coming back on today. And I said, you know, as we talk about the faith walk, as we talk about the COVID and how it hit us, and it's 2019 and everything that's going on, how was you affected by COVID, you know, personally, emotionally, everything?
Well, COVID has definitely affected me, just like it has with everybody. And really, to be honest, Tina, I don't know of anyone that COVID has spared, I am no different. It has affected me in several ways. I will start with personally. I've had the virus 3 times now. I just recently contracted it again at work. But, you know, God is good. Because the third time that I've contracted it, I didn't even realize that I had it. I kind of thought maybe I was losing my taste for, you know, a day or two, but that's really as bad as it got. So I was for the most part asymptomatic. So I didn't even know that I had it. But, yeah, you know, I think for me what probably spared me, because the first time that I had it, to be quite honest with you, we didn't even know what it was. I got it. Yeah, I got it December of 19, and it really wasn't, you know, a thing then. And, you know, I got tested for the flu because I felt like I had a really bad case of the flu. But every test that they ran on me was negative. Come to find out, when I contracted it again in August of 2020, then I knew that I had it back then before it was even diagnosed, really. But you know what? You know, I mean, some have suffered with COVID, some have suffered with cancer, some have suffered with, you know, heart disease, high blood pressure. The same God that has delivered them from all of those ailments, I can truly speak that the same God, by faith and by grace and by much prayer, I can say that I am doing well. I'm doing well today.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for that. Yes, God has been amazing.
Yep, he is. That he is. Before we go into what God has been doing, I just kind of want to talk to the people today because, you know, as we deal in the midst of not just COVID, just everything emotionally, but COVID is, you know, it kind of stems it a little bit or kind of aggravates it a little bit. And when we start going through these trials and we go through these even temptations and we go through these, we just go through. And throughout it all, some have lost, you know, have been unemployed. Some have lost loved ones. Some have just lost. And even to a point where they're losing their faith to some degree, because now we don't have the church. We don't go to the church house. We now go to online. Everything is online. So it's a little different, would you think? And it's easy to fall off because you have to have some type of discipline. So I want to just kind of leave it right there and see if you can pick it up. Do you see where I'm going with it or understand?
Absolutely, absolutely. And things are not a little different. It's a lot different. And let's be honest, we've been talking about, and for years, for as long as I can remember, we've been talking about, Lord, I will believe in you. I will follow you. I will do whatever you say. And this is the moment right now where our faith is being tested. Because like you said, there are many that have lost a lot, But we just have to, you know, and to be honest, and let's be honest, we are human in the midst of going through this pandemic, right? And if we are not careful, if we're not staying prayed up, if we're not guarding our minds, if we're not going through that faith walk, like that same walk that we've been praying about, we've been professing, we've been teaching, we've been preaching, and now we're being tested. And it's very important that we don't forget, and, you know, because the devil is really, really slick, and if we're not careful, he will mess with our minds. And when that happens, you have mental illness, you have depression, you have so many, you know, attacks on our mind. So we really need to guard our minds as well as our heart. But yeah, things are really tough right now. And just because you're saved, just because you have salvation, just because you pray to whatever higher being you believe in, it does not exempt us from going through this, because we're all experiencing COVID. And to be quite honest, Sakina, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. So
I totally agree with you on
that. Ask ourselves. Yeah, we, I mean, really, you know, and they have come up with the vaccines and all of this, and I'm not knocking it. I'm vaccinated. You know, you just do what you make the best decision that is, you know, good for you. For me, working in the medical field, it just makes sense because, you know, you are exposed to so many different people, especially when they are ill. But it still does not exempt you from getting it. I was vaccinated.
Exactly.
I got a booster, and I still got it, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, the symptoms weren't bad. I didn't know that I had it the third time, but still it did not exempt me from getting it. So what I'm saying is, even right. when we have the best intentions, even when we protect ourselves, it still does not exempt you from going through this pandemic, because we are going to be in it for a while. So the question becomes, how do we navigate through this? Right? And it's about that faith walk, and you have to really ask yourself, like, really, how strong is your faith walk? How strong is your faith right now in God? And that's a personal question, and it's something that we have to ask, because if we're not careful, like I stated earlier, we can, any one of us can slide, if we haven't already, slide into that state of depression, you know, have those thoughts of suicide, you know, I mean, because when your backs are against the wall, sometimes it seems like there is no way out. But I come to tell you that there is a way out. There is a way out, and we just have to examine ourselves to see where we are right now in this moment.
Exactly. You said quite a bit of things that I'm going to try to make sure I don't miss any points that you had. And a part of it is our new normalcy. That's what this is, our new normalcy in life. You know, I was coming from one of my doctor's appointments, because I go to the cancer center at times for my treatments and stuff. And when I came out of there and going to the store or whatever, and I just looked around, and I looked at, this is our new normalcy. You see the people with face masks. You see people who are conscious, and some are overly conscious. I get it. I'm not knocking anybody on that. But it's a new norm. Who thought the day would come when the whole United States is shut down? And then all of a sudden, slowly but surely start picking back up, and nothing but faith. Now, I can go on so many different levels with this, but I'm just going to say a generalization. You know, it started off with people taking this taking this very lightly, until now we're getting a little serious. You know, one of the things I want to say, because I haven't gotten my booster shot, so I have to make an appointment for my booster shot. It just so happened I caught COVID. And right now we're in a situation now where it's not a matter of if you catch COVID, it's when you will catch COVID. So we just have to be mindful, because it's just been going rampant now. We got what's the latest strain? Omicron, something of that nature. And we just have to be very, very careful, because now it's really airborne and viral now. So we just have to be very, very careful. But throughout it all, it is our faith that will get us through. This is nothing new. If you read your word, if you're familiar with the word, this ain't nothing new what we're going through right now. We just have to, how do we get to that point of getting through? And that's why I'm looking forward to having you expound on, because whether we want to believe it or not, it's a situation. And I agree with you, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. No time soon. It's just like I tell the older people when they say, I can't stand these electronics and blah, 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 blah. And I say, hey, I get what you're saying, but it ain't going nowhere. Mm-mm. It's not going to go anywhere. It's here, and the only thing that's going to happen now is just going to advance. That's it. So with this situation, with the pandemic, the goal is definitely, you know, eradicating it. Finally, at some point, it'll be done. But if we're looking for something overnight, I just can't see that right now. Right now, I just see a situation where, you know, what this is now, if I don't see nothing else from this, It is a faith walk.
Mm-hmm.
It is a faith walk that we are going through. And another thing that I see is it's changing our mindset of stop getting used to certain things and creating opportunities or being creative with our livelihood. So I'm going to yield
Absolutely.
My mic and I'm going to give it over to you.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you on that because I think before COVID, and a lot can definitely relate, like you said earlier, in the very beginning, not only the United States, but the
mm-hmm.
wrap your mind around this, the world still.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The world had to yield to this new disease that we mm-hmm. have not had to deal with. Now, we have had pandemics before. We've had
right.
epidemics before. But I don't think,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'm wrong, I'm only 43. I haven't done my full research. But in my time, we have never experienced something to where the world had to stand still. Right?
Let
we
me just co-sign on that. Exactly. I'm going to co-sign
yeah.
on that really quick. And I'm 50. I'll be 51 next month. And I have never, ever seen something like this before.
Never, never. And when it stopped, everything ceased. Some people were out of work for a week. Some was out of work for a month. And there are
mm-hmm.
some that haven't even been able to return back to work, whether that's because of,
exactly.
you know, they are saying there's a surplus of employment out there. Well, we really can't be that picky nowadays when you think about it.
No.
If you're wanting
no.
to be in the sector field. However,
right.
what COVID has done is that even though it woke the world, I believe that COVID also woke some sleeping talent, some sleeping gifts
oh, yes.
that was laying
yes.
dormant within a lot of people. And I say that, Facino, because in the midst of COVID, yes, there were the mainstream and job employment shut down. There were a lot of businesses being birthed. We have a
yes.
lot more entrepreneurs now, and people
yes.
have to get creative in how they were going
yes.
to support their families, right?
Exactly.
So even though this pandemic was sent, I believe, as a way to awaken us because I believe a lot of us got comfortable. Let's just be honest.
Yep.
We got comfortable
yes, we did.
In that hamster wheel, getting up every morning, clocking in on somebody else's job, going home, picking the children up from school, taking them to practice,
mm-hmm.
yada this, yada
mm-hmm.
that. We got complacent. And
mm-hmm.
I believe God allowed this pandemic to come to wake us up. And there was a lot of us that was not living to our full potential. And because
mm-hmm.
of what COVID has put us in, the state that it put us in, we have a lot more coaches now. We have a lot of mom-and-pop businesses that we really haven't seen in a
yes.
long time.
Yes.
yes. And it's not really the brick-and-mortar businesses per se, but the online industry has boomed. In a way that it has not boomed before. And we need to take
yes.
note of that. So, yes, so what was sent to destroy you is how you look at the situation.
Mm.
And it's what you do
mm-hmm.
in adversity that's going to separate you from those who succumb to it, from those who are
yes.
surviving, and not only surviving, but thriving, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yes, we
exactly.
have a lot of businesses. Go ahead.
I know. I was just saying, you know, it's making us become creative, getting
mm-hmm.
into your creative, and it's also causing us to realize or have us think about what is our passion.
Mm-hmm.
What is our passion? You know, one time
yes.
we did become complacent. We became, because we're, you know, when I travel outside the country, and when they say that we're spoiled Americans, yes, we are spoiled Americans.
Mm-hmm.
There is no
exactly.
doubt about that. Because when you go to other places, they don't have the resources that we have. And then when we come back here, we start taking our stuff for granted. So I kind of get why they feel the way they did, but now everybody is going through right now. And like you said, everybody is being forced to recognize, okay, I need to find another way of surviving. I have to find another way of supporting my family. And even as women, I've noticed a lot of the African-American women, we are really pounding that pavement, you know, and taking the forefront of creating businesses, online and virtual businesses. It has been booming across, it's just been booming across the board. And we're becoming even more creative. And I'll be honest with you, one of the things I noticed as well, in the field that we're both in, entrepreneurs and also speakers, is that if communities are building up, whereas females, we used to tear each other down. You know that look we always give women when they come in the door, we know that up and down look, you know, and it's like second nature, you know. Now we're like, you know, what can I do to promote you? That's how I, that's how, for me, that's how it was for me. When it just, I'll use our situation as an example. When I met you, it was on Queen's Roundtable, Jackie Cabrera Harris, so shout out to her. And as a result, it sparked a scene because we were among many other women that are just fascinating, and we all have a relationship with them. So now it's not a matter of, well, what you looking at me and blah, 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 blah. It's like, hey, hey, sister, hey, queen, I'm here to help. What can I do to help you?
Exactly. And the beautiful thing about this, and you just said it, one thing about this pandemic is that it threw competition out the window, because before then, you can probably do a lot of things on your own. But when COVID hit, it leveled the playing field. When I it leveled the playing field, it put everybody on the same level. May not have been in their bank account, but as far as resources, as far as learning how to navigate through this situation, it put everybody on the same level playing field, because we all had to do the same thing, learn, right? We had to join forces. We were teaching each other. We were literally learning how to get through this together. So you couldn't really compete with the next person because nobody really knew what was going on. Nobody knew how long we would be in this thing. Nobody had the answer to that. So you had to join forces. You had to collaborate. And like I said, I mean, everything happens for a reason. And I believe that God allows this situation to come to unite us, to elevate those who did not believe that they had the power to be more than what they were, helping people to understand that you are no better than the next man. You are no better than the next woman. We can all be here today and gone tomorrow.
And speaking of that, that's the way it's been, actually. You know, here today and gone tomorrow. And the richest place in the world is the graveyard. That's the richest place in the world, because a lot of talents are still buried in the ground. And I
and you know what? The sad situation is that there are a lot of people still sleeping on themselves.
Yes. I'll be the first one to tell someone. I run into that all the time. I run into, you know, when that self-doubt trying to kick in with me. And I said, you know what? I am more than enough. I have to coach myself. You know, even David had to encourage himself. And I have to literally coach myself. Girl, you are more than enough. You are more than enough. And
yes.
no matter how people try to come at me or whatever the case may be, I knew you had someone, you know, because they got a tendency to take bringing your past back to you. And I had to put the line in the sand. No, I'm not that. I'm, you know, whatever you used to see me, hey, I'm going to leave you stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where I'm going.
That's right.
You know, this is where I'm
going. But the thing
but
about
I
it is,
know that,
they will try to break you, but you best believe
yes.
that they're watching you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and which leads me to my next point. When you think people are not paying attention to you, oh, they are paying attention to you. I've been learning that over and over again. When people will call me or say, hey, you know, I checked out the show, I'll say, really? You checked out the show? So, you know, you kind of test, like, are they really saying that just to say that? When they start popping stuff points off or God, I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're really checking it out. So I said, okay, Lord, use this as a platform. I was listening to Dale Bonner, Dr. Dale Bonner, and he says that you use your resources. He gives us these tools. He gives us these opportunities, and he used our testimony to help others. You don't have to stay stuck. You just don't. And when I tell my kids all the time, you never know who's watching you. Always do your best. Always put forth your best because you never know who's watching you. I was looking at my stats last night for Blog Talk. I'm always humbled by my experience of being used as a vessel. When I found out that South Korea, Japan, China, Netherlands, Zimbabwe, Australia, and a couple other places have been listening to the show, I was like, Lord, I just thank you. When you think that there are times that I'm like, gosh, I'm not reaching anybody. I'm not really reaching anybody. And you find out, oh, you're reaching people. You just keep being consistent. You stay consistent. When I think I'm a little, I get to that point now, I'm in a different dynamics of speaking and stuff like that. It's almost like I almost want to hyperventilate because I've always been wanting to do it. And my cousin brought it to my attention and said, Sheena, you remember you used to always say you just want to help one person at a time. You always want to help people. And look at you now. And I was like, I didn't even think about that because all I care about is I could just help one person. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the
Girl, I just can't help to marvel in your testimony, not to cut you off, but
you've got to stop
and think about this. You have to think about this, and you have to give credit where credit is due. You wanted to reach one person, right? Before COVID, do you think it would have been possible for you to be in Korea, in Japan, in France, in Australia? You know what I'm saying? So even though, even in the midst of COVID-19, God still enlarged your territory, and he's blown your mind, because even though we may not have foot and your demographic sounds so much similar to Kiva's place, even though we have not stepped foot, I've never stepped foot in the ground of Cambodia. I've never stepped foot in Africa. I've never physically been there. But look at how
God
is increasing your territory, and look at your reach.
Yes.
And this was in the midst of a pandemic. So don't tell me God can't bless you in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your struggles, in the midst of a global pandemic. You just have to put yourself as a vessel that is ready for God to use, and he will pour out his blessings upon you. And we have these testimonies to where we're in not one country, we're in multiple countries. Multiple countries, girl. Honest, I would have never thought that this would have been possible before COVID-19.
Yes.
He's amazing.
It almost gave us that courage juice. It almost gave us that courage juice. Like, you know what? What else? At this point, what else we have to lose. And this year, 2020, is a year of double portion. So it's like, in order to get the things you never have, you got to do things you never done. And this is where faith is activated. So I just want to encourage people, you know, in order to get the things you never done, you got to do things you've never done. And you got to activate your faith. Now, activating your faith also means your surroundings, okay? That means if you're going to have faith in God, you can't listen to the naysayers. If you're going to have faith in God, you may have to separate yourself, okay? I said some people you got to cut off, but some people, I draw the line in the sand. I draw the line in the sand because this is something I want to do. And when you go to God, you got to have crazy faith. I'm coming to you because I can't make this happen on my own. So I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch it manifest because I'm coming to you because I'm believing it, and therefore I'm going to receive it in the end because he doesn't – nothing comes back void to him. Nothing.
Amen. Nothing. You better preach,
whatever. Yeah, so whatever you got going on with the pandemic or whatever, just know who he is and whose he is, because there's nothing too hard. Now, I will tell you this because I'm guilty of myself. Well, Lord, when? When, Lord? You know, you said it, but when? Don't get in your own way. The reason you don't have it now is what I had to learn. I wasn't ready for what I'm asking and what he has to give me. So that is my test. That's my trialing period. That's my refining period. It's just like when gold is made, it goes through the fire. And in that fire, all the impurities are burning off and to make the final product. And that's what this faith walk is about. You know, as you're going through, you're going to go through the test. You're going to go through the trials. You're going to go through the tribulation because anything worth having does not come easy.
Amen.
It doesn't.
And you know what? I attribute my faith walk into this, and I'm going to keep it really simple. You cannot reach anybody if you've never had an experience.
Boom.
If you've never had an experience, how can you tell somebody how to get through their experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've never struggled, how can you tell the next man who's actively in the midst of his struggle how to get through
his
struggle? If you've never been in a rainstorm, how can you tell somebody how to stay dry, right? Your test, and we have to be careful because it's so easy to throw ourselves these pity parties. Lord, woe is me.
Why is
bad stuff always happening to me? But think about
it
this way. Yes, but I like to say I must be a strong individual because God keep throwing all of these tests towards my way.
Yes,
and I know
Lord.
That the next person may not be strong enough to walk through what he is putting on me. But for me to endure the test that I have walked through, growing up in poverty, being sexually abused, been homeless.
Yes.
I'll bankrupt.
Yes.
I mean, I've lost businesses. I've restarted businesses. I've lost more businesses. And I've had to rebuild more businesses. I've had to rebuild who I was as an individual. So for God to put all of that on me, I know there has to be a bigger purpose. Because guess what? It goes back to what we said earlier. Whether people want to admit it or not, they're watching you. They're watching your walk.
Oh, yeah.
They're watching to see how you are getting through this test. They are watching how you respond by walking in your faith, the faith that you are openly claiming, the faith that you openly put out there. And when hard times come, people are watching you to see how you're going to walk in that situation. Are you going to be faithful? Or are you going to crumble under the sound of near pressure? So just like my sister just said, diamond goes through a process. It's rough.
Yes, Lord.
It's heated. It's scrubbed. It's burnt. But then what comes out of that is something beautiful. It's precious and very
bright.
Very, yes. And it brightens when I get in a brand new diamond, it brightens my face. You know what I'm saying?
So exactly. We just, and it can cut too. Oh, it's in the
exactly.
And it can cut. It can cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally, totally agree with you. Because, oh gosh, what is it? Faith is, I put it on my thing. Now, faith is the substance of things
mm-hmm.
hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. And you got to have
that's
it.
That's right.
And it can't be, because if you put in little, you're going to get back little. You're always going to get back what you put in. Okay?
Exactly.
So if you go to God, you better go there with some serious crazy faith. Some serious crazy
mm-hmm.
faith. And, you know, people, you know, when they test and say, well, I don't believe that blah, blah, he's there. I say, okay, think about a situation or a scenario that you've been in. And in that scenario, you knew the stakes were high. The dust was all around you. You couldn't see past anything. You just didn't know how you got out of this situation. And you could tell me about it. Please know it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
Just know it wasn't you that
exactly.
got you through. Okay? He's the one that got you through, whether you want to believe
mm-hmm.
that or not, because you didn't do it yourself. You didn't do it yourself. There's someone that was there that was carrying you. Even in the
mm-hmm.
midst of all our stuff, when we're hard-headed, disrespectful, putting him to, on the shelf, he still has a father, loves us. Because I know for me, I know he said, Lord, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, please go around and get your daughter. Because she ain't ready, and I got stuff for her to do. So please surround her, because she need help, and she ain't there yet. And so, but I'm so grateful for that. But that goes back to his grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout it all, I still knew that something was going on. I was going to do something with my life. I just didn't know what it was and to what degree. But I'm grateful. Would I have gone through all the stuff? People ask that question with the sexual molestation, the abandonment, the rejection, and all of that, and other abuse. And I said, yeah, I would. I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't go through what I went through.
Exactly.
And now I can help
exactly.
others. Because when I used to ask that question, why me, Lord? Why? God said, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
Shut me down.
Wow.
Why not you?
Wow.
I got people for you to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I got people for you to give your testimony to, because they need you, and I'm using you as my vessel. What can you say to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lord.
Amen.
I got it.
That's right.
I got it. So
that's right.
Regardless of this pandemic we got going on or whatever, you know, it's a test. It is a test. And if COVID has not teach anything to us, it has teach us, listen, this is the time to get it right. Now, this is the time you need to get it right. You have potential, you have skills and stuff that you have been sleeping on, and it's time for you to wake up. I'm taking the bottle out your mouth. And it's time for you to wake up and get on your grind. Get on your grind.
Amen.
Because, you know, and just remember, we're in the United States. We're all over the world. There is never too many of anything. Like, for instance, you know, people talk about the motivational speakers, the coaches, whatever. With all of that being said, it's never enough. Somebody's going to need it. And maybe you that somebody that just need it for that particular person, because we all
exactly.
have to get. Yes, ma'am.
And that's exactly right. You know, and it's so funny you said that, because, you know, I cringe at the word saturation. Oh, well, this market is overly
mm-hmm.
saturated and yada, yada, yada. But there's only one you. Like,
that's
there
right.
may be somebody that's a coach, but there is no coach that is going to be a coach like you. There is nobody
exactly.
who is going to be able to reach that one individual that God has set aside for you to witness and be a blessing to their life. Nobody is going to be able to touch that person but you. So we have to get outside of those self-limiting, I call it self-limiting behaviors, right? Because we are limiting ourselves from being who God has ordained us to be. And, sister, we've been dropping the word faith all night, but I want to make sure that people have a good understanding of the definition of faith, because we drop scriptures, but, you know, faith is defined as complete trust, or confidence in someone or something. So when you have, when it says complete, there is no ounce of doubt that can linger there, because when you completely, when you say you completely trust your spouse, you don't have any ounce of doubt in that individual, right? You believe that they're going to say and do what it is that they say they're going to do, right? We have to look at our relationship with Christ the exact same way. When we say we have complete trust, like my sister said earlier, you have to completely surrender. And surrender all that, like we put power and we give ourselves too much credit when things are going on around us. But if COVID hasn't taught us anything, it should have taught us that we have control over nothing. We have control over nothing. So we have to have that being that we completely surrender our trust and our confidence and know that he will not steer us wrong. And even if you're going through, I have gone through situations, sister, that I didn't even realize that God had brought me out of it until I turned around and said, you know what? I'm not going to.
I know that's
anymore.
Right.
When
I know that's
I
right.
Child, look back and couldn't even pinpoint exactly when God brought me out of it, but I can look back and say he did. So don't get so fixated on the journey. Don't get so fixated on the storm, because you will come out of it. You have to come out
Most
of
definitely.
It. Because he promises
That's
in his
right.
word that he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Nor forsake
and before
us.
His word returns to him void, he said heaven and earth shall pass away.
Yes.
So we have to lean on his understanding that he got us, right? And even if we can't see it, I believe it, and I'm declaring and decreeing over somebody's life that you are going to look back and say, I don't even know when God brought me out of this thing, but you know what?
Exactly.
I thank God that, that he did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Because
and
he is not on
who,
our time. He's on his.
It's on his
it's
time.
You
got
his
that
time.
Right. Yes, yes, and that gives me opportunity. Thank you all for those who are just tuning in. You're tuning into Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Puchina Kirkenholm, and I have the pleasure of having Coach Ms. Kiva Lernice Reed, Kiva Lernice Murdoch on the line, and we're talking about the faith walk. And I had someone who was waiting to be chimed in, so I do apologize if I missed your call, but you are welcome to call back if you still want to chime in on the conversation. You are welcome to do it, especially those who are tuning in by Blog Talk. You can always call in on my call-in line at 914-338-1552. That's 914-338-1552. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much. Like I said, the call that was on, I do apologize I was not able to get to you, but you are welcome to call back. And those of you who know me, I also do Facebook Live, so I thank you for those who are tuning in Facebook Live and also leaving comments and stuff. But I get comments after the show, believe it or not. And I thank you, whether you're listening to it now live or you're listening to it in the replay, I thank you so much for your support, because I am nothing, okay? I am just a humble servant, and I don't mind humbling myself. And those of you all who know me, I'm a transparent, which sees what you get. And so what I love about my guest tonight is she's the same way. I love about her. And so I'm just going to move forward as we go on, because our 60 minutes be going by so fast. And as a result of all that has gone on in your life, Coach Kiva, what would you say that has blossomed? Because I've heard you mention about, you know, this is the time where we are, you know, we are We examine ourselves. We find out about our talents and stuff. So what have you experienced?
You know, I have to say, yes, I have had to definitely do some reevaluating and some reshifting in my businesses. For example, my boutique, I closed the brick and mortar store because just the foot traffic wasn't there, but we still have the online business, but that's okay. It's called pivoting, right? Because
that's
it
right.
doesn't make sense to have a brick and mortar if it's a money pit. So I've done some reevaluating in my businesses, but what I can say that has blossomed is that my TV show, Kiva's Place, the Kiva Murdaugh Show and podcast, has definitely blossomed. We are growing leaps and bounds. We are in over 20-something countries right now with the podcast. We are on all digital streaming platforms right now. You can Google Kiva's Place. You can Google Kiva Lernice Murdaugh, and you see me everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And also just, you know, I'm doing a couple of anthology projects right now and about to start launching a couple of projects on my own.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so God has definitely enlarged my territory. And in the midst of this pandemic, you know, I'm still grateful. I still thank him for it because he is wowing me every day. And like I said earlier, before COVID, I would have never – Kiva's Place probably would have never been born. You know, we probably would have never spoken, you know, because I didn't think I was that type of person, even being an ordained minister outside of the church. You know, I really didn't think anything about speaking or anything like that. But I thank God I have done keynote speaking addresses within the past year that I've never even thought possible outside up the church wall. So COVID for me, yes, I've been struck with this virus 3 times. Yes, you know, I have lost, I have seen people lose families. I have, you know, lost finances, but I've also gained as well. I've gained finances in so many different ways as far as being an entrepreneur. And before COVID, I really wouldn't have taken so many different routes. Seriously, right? Because I had such a safety net cushion. But now, since COVID, like, you really have to strategize. You have to be very strategic with your moves. And when something ain't working, don't be afraid to pivot, move, get out the way, you know, and or revamp. Just do what you have to do to make sure that you're not staying stagnant and you're not allowing yourself to feel guilty or to feel sorry for yourself, but instead you're pulling yourself up by your foot, by your bootstraps, and you're doing exactly what we've been talking about all night. We're trusting God to lead us.
We're
trusting him to make these divine connections. We're trusting him because I don't believe anything is by chance. I believe that everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer of that. And you and I did not meet by chance. I believe that God has already ordained and he ordered our footsteps, and we met for a purpose. So you just have to be faithful and, you know, walk in that. So COVID has definitely taught me to get outside of being comfortable and put myself in very uncomfortable situations. And then by doing that, it allowed me to grow. It allowed me to connect because believe it or not, by nature, I'm an introvert. Like, I don't like to be bothered. I like to keep to myself. I don't like to talk to people, believe it or not.
I am a huge introvert. You've changed. I think you're going to have to stop using that now because you've changed. You might have been an introvert, but now you're the opposite.
You know, I'm still an introvert in certain aspects, but I definitely learned. Yeah, but the thing about it is I've learned that it's okay to be uncomfortable. I've learned that, you know, even though, like, I really enjoy my own company, I'm okay with being with people. I am okay with speaking. I'm okay with witnessing. I'm okay with preaching. I'm okay with that because now I'm more comfortable in who I am. And before,
right.
I think I used that as something to hide behind, you know, being shy or what have you. But now, even though, yeah, I like my me time, you know, I can take
that's
myself
right.
out to lunch and dinner
my...
and be okay with
yes.
it.
Yes. And I, you know what? I tell people, honestly, I prefer to hang by myself because back in the day when I was
okay.
in the world, I definitely didn't, I wasn't like a wolf. I didn't travel with packs because whatever I did, it was
mm-hmm.
between me, the Lord, and the devil. But
that's
even
right.
as I've gotten older, you know, I still don't mind being by myself because I remember a time when mm-hmm. I felt like I had to have somebody around me. Honey, went, oof, I love that idea. I've been single for so long, you know, when God says that one, that's going to be a work because I'm used to being single, but, you know, and doing his will. And that's really what it's about,
yeah.
you know, is that, you know,
mm-hmm.
where are you going? No, I can't answer that. So, no, I ain't ready to answer that.
You
look
just
so. Yeah, that's what they say. I leave all things in God's hands. But as of right now, my job is to be the vessel. And that's,
yes,
you know, I'm
yes.
going to do what I know to do best. And that is to help
mm-hmm.
and motivate and get connected with people like yourself, people like Jackie Kabar Harrison, people like Kern
yes.
Cherry, people like Dr. Yolanda Jerry. It's
mm-hmm.
funny, I'll see her next month. So I'm so excited about the avenue that's coming on. And so now I'm going on to a bigger endeavor, and I'm nervous about it, but that's always a good thing. So whenever you feel like you
mm-hmm.
want to get to that new endeavor, please know the nerve. You're going to be nervous. You're going to have those nerves,
mm-hmm.
but that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And you use it towards that motivation to why you here, why you deserve the best. And you work for it because Les Brown says it best. You got to be hungry for the things
that's
that you
right.
want. You got to be hungry
right.
in order to do it. So you have to remember your why. I just heard this before I got on the show that remember your why as to what you want to do. You might get knocked down, and that's all right. The thing is, don't stay stuck in it. So we have about 2-3 more minutes, and I want to ask you, what would you leave as nuggets of wisdom for those who are listening?
I think you just said it perfectly. If you understand your why, even if you get knocked down, you won't allow that test to keep you down. And for anybody that has a business, if you are an entrepreneur, if you have a ministry, if you have a nonprofit organization, you should have some type of digital footprint in the world because we were just saying COVID-19 isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and everything is online right now. So you really need to start looking at
mm-hmm.
your organization on how can I get more in front of the people. And the way to do that is by enlarging your virtual and your digital footprint. So if you need help
yeah.
in establishing that or helping you to elevate that, you can definitely reach out to me on Linktree, that's linktr.ee/KivaMurdaugh, or you can look me up all over social media, Kiva Lernice Murdaugh. I'm a coach, I'm a consultant, I'm an ordained minister, I'm a host, I'm a producer, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, but most importantly, I'm a child of the Most High King. So
yes.
if anything I can help you with, definitely reach out to me. And don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Everything is not free.
Mm.
Invest in yourself, okay? Invest.
And just remember, that's good stuff. And just remember, anything worth having doesn't come easy. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to come easy. Because, honestly, you'll appreciate it more. Like, you know, like when we're kids, when they give us all this stuff, like Christmas time, by the time the end of the Christmas day, we're already tired of the toy. You know, but if you earn it and
mm-hmm.
you put in your sweat and tears, you're not going to forget it. So I want to leave you with these few words. It's by T.D. Jakes. He says, how do you want to live your life? That is the question that each of us must ask ourselves. And after asking the question, we must not complain about the answer. We call those
Susie, my contact is back now. We can choose how we want to live, and then we must live with the choices that we make. Choose life. My name is Pachina Kirkendall. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here. I love you, but God loves you more. And I'll see you next week because I can't wait to give you highlights of what February is going to bring. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen.